Romans 6:7-13. The problem is me. Intro. Paul used the words I, me, and my 47 times in Romans chapter 7. This repeated reference to himself underscores one of the main points Paul was trying to make. I am the problem. The problem was his sinful nature. For people to change, they must admit that they have a problem, which is often the greatest barrier to overcome. As we continue to study Romans 7, are we willing to admit that I am the problem? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for this day and that your mercies are new every morning. Open our eyes and our hearts to understand your word today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. In the first four chapters of Romans, Paul made it clear that the law cannot justify a person. We can only be made righteous in God's sight through the grace of God. Paul teaches in chapters 4-8 that we cannot be sanctified or live a righteous life through the law. We can only be delivered from sin's penalty and sin's power through the work of Christ and by his indwelling presence through the Holy Spirit. Although we as believers accept this teaching, in some ways we do not want to believe it on the inside. We don't want to believe that we are sinful. For example, in Romans 3:10-12, it states, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one." Human beings don't want to believe this. God must reveal it to us before it really sinks in. We especially do not want to believe that we are unrighteous. This is a huge part of our problem. Let's read verses 7 and 8. Verse 7, "What then shall we say? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have been mindful of sin if not for the law, for I would not have been aware of coveting if the law had not said, 'Do not covet.'" Verse 8, "But sin, seizing opportunity through the commandment, produced every kind of covetous desire in me. For apart from the law, sin is dead." Here are the meditation questions for verses 7 and 8. Is the law sin? Explain your answer. And secondly, what is the function of the law? Throughout the previous chapters and in chapter 7, Paul discusses at length the relationship between sin and the law. He makes it clear that the problem is not the law. The law is not sin, but it exposes our sin. Apart from the law, we would be oblivious to sin. Paul brings up the command, "Do not covet," as an example. It is one of the Ten Commandments. It means that we are not to desire things that are not rightly ours. It is wrong, for example, to want or lust after your neighbor's wife, house, or possessions. It does not mean that it is wrong to want to have a new house. It means that our hearts and motives can be completely twisted in things that we desire and seek after. This commandment addresses our inner motives, not just our actions. This commandment exposes the covetous thoughts and sinful desires inside of us. If there were no commandment that says, "Do not covet," we would not know clearly that our covetous thoughts and desires are evil. Non-believers may recognize that they have made mistakes and done wrong things, but since they deny the existence of God, they are unwilling to say that they have sinned by transgressing God's laws. They need a revelation of God's law to understand their sin. Apart from the law, people do not recognize their sinfulness. Let's read verses 9 and 10. "Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. So I discovered," this is verse 10, "so I discovered that the very commandment that was meant to bring life actually brought death." The meditation questions are, Why did the commandments of God, which are good, produce death in me? Paul was trained as a Pharisee from childhood. He knew the law well, and before he met Jesus, he thought he was righteous. In Philippians 3:6, Paul said that he was blameless concerning the righteousness based on the law. He did not think of himself as a sinner. He was alive in the sense that the law had not yet exposed his sinfulness. However, after following Christ for many years, Paul declared in 1 Timothy 1:15, "I am the worst of all sinners." As we will see throughout the remainder of Romans 7, Paul struggled with sin and was keenly aware of his own sinfulness. He knew what the law said before believing in Jesus, but he was not convicted of sin until he opened his heart to Jesus. Then he understood that he was not righteous apart from Christ. He realized that the law was not just about keeping outward commands, but also about the heart. He saw his own heart and knew that he was covetous. The law did not make him righteous, as he had previously believed as a Pharisee. The law produced death in him by exposing his sinfulness. Now let's look at verse 11. "For sin, sizing opportunity through the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death." Meditation question: how does sin deceive us through the commandment? Paul wrote in verse 11 that sin deceived him through the law, and through the commandment sin resulted in death. How does sin deceive us through the commandment? We understand that God's commands are righteous, so we try to obey them. What is this deception? What is wrong with trying to obey God's commands? Satan tempts us to sin in many ways. When Satan tempted Eve, he said, "If you disobey God's command, you will be like God." This was an appeal to pride. This is often subtler than the appeal to satisfy evil lusts and desires. Satan attempts to deceive us into doing things, but he also tempts us to do religious works and to try to be righteous in our own efforts independently of God. Pride is very deceptive. Sin deceives us into thinking that we can do good and be righteous apart from God. We do not want to admit that we are not righteous. We do not want to admit that we are sinful. We do not want to admit that the problem is me. This is the deception. The law of God continues to expose our sinfulness whenever we try to obey God's righteous laws on our own. We cannot do it, but we continue to try. Why? I think we keep trying and failing because we do not want to admit that the problem is me. I don't want to admit that I am completely unrighteous apart from God. Pride within me wants to show that I can be good independently of God. This is how sin deceives us. But the law demolishes self-righteousness because it exposes our sinfulness. Let's read verses 12 and 13. "So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Did that which is good then become death to me? Certainly not. But in order that sin might be exposed as sin, it produced death in me through what was good, so that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful." The meditation question is, from verse 13, did that which is good become death to me? The law is not the problem. The problem is me. The law is holy, righteous, and good. The law did not produce death in me. The law revealed sin in me, which produces death. Paul wrote in verse 13 that sin produced death in me so that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful. As human beings, we do many things to try to minimize our sinfulness. We compare ourselves to others and think that we are not very sinful compared to them. However, sin is always much worse than we imagine. The more we understand God's holiness and God's law, the greater our sin will seem to be. I think this is what happened to Paul. the more he understood God's righteousness, the more he understood his own sinfulness. I think we also try to minimize our sinfulness when we read Romans 7 and similar passages by thinking they don't really apply to us. We want to believe that Romans 7 is theology that speaks of something in the past. Although this is true in some ways, I think this chapter is here for a reason. God wants us to grasp this truth. The problem is me. Let's pray. Lord, I admit that the problem is me. I am not righteous apart from you. Thank you that you have made us righteous in Christ and that you continue to reveal your righteousness to us, even though we often strive to do it by ourselves. Teach us how to live by faith and to receive your righteousness daily through your indwelling presence. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.